Hello, hello, and cheers to a new setup. This is not gonna be my normal setup, but if you remember, I had a keyboard on this desk here, and then I got a piano, so I don't need the keyboard anymore, so I moved it. So actually I did this so that I could have this as like my messy desk where I do work, and the other one can stay all nice and pristine, but you know what? For today, I thought it'd be fun to hang out over here. So, you know, don't get used to it, but here we are. We are here for quarter two of selling off of TBT. So if you haven't seen the other videos, go check those out. But basically I've been selling on TBT for 4 years, 5 years, a long time. And this year I decided to try out some other marketplaces and just kind of see how they go. I'm gonna be fully honest, I did really well with like posting products from my TBT store to the other stores in like April and May. I did not do so good like halfway through May or June. Really April was the month that I did really well with quarter two. And so I did kind of not do a great job at posting things, but you know what? Here we are. So we're gonna go through and talk about kind of like progress I've made, and then also income that I've made on each of the different stores. And just FYI, it's kind of sad, so don't get too excited. But yeah, so this year I started selling on a couple of different places. So that is TES, Made by Teachers, Classful, and Etsy. And so I'm taking the same resources that I already have, the same thumbnails, the same pictures, the same everything, and just putting them onto the other websites, changing some of the words for SEO purposes, but really just trying to maximize what I can do with things I've already done. That's something I've thought about a lot, is like, I've already done this work, so how can I make sure the things that I've already worked hard on are, you know, up to their full potential. And so this is one of the things I am trying out to see how it works. My plan for this year is, no matter what, to stay on all of these platforms for the whole year. And then at the end of the year, evaluate and see maybe if there's one I wanna drop or one I wanna keep or what I wanna do. We'll see at that point. Right now though, I'm not really sure what's up, because quarter one and quarter two were very different in the different ones, so I don't really know how I'm feeling about them yet. And that's why I wanted to give it a full year, because it takes a while on the internet for things to just get sorted and figured out. And so if you're trying something new, like, give it a good amount of time to make sure that you're actually giving it enough time to work and not quitting too early. So that's a little spiel for you, a little motivation before we get into it. This quarter, so quarter two, which would be April, May, June, that just finished, in that time I did upload 33 products. Now, some of those were products that were new that I uploaded to TBT, and most of them were products that I already had that I was just uploading, that I like previously made and were already on TBT, already making me money. And so 33, I feel like sounds like, well, I thought it sounded like a lot, but over 3 months, that's not a lot. I didn't do any in June. It was mostly in April. I did really well in April. In the beginning of May, I was like every week posting something, and then I just stopped. But out of those 33 for this quarter, that's only 5 product lines. And so my goal, I think, was like a product line each week-ish. I didn't do that every week, obviously, but just trying that out. Currently, where I'm sitting now in July, is I currently have 113 products on these 4 different websites. For reference, I have about 850 products in my TBT store, so it's a lot less, and they're also much newer, obviously. So currently I have a total of 113 products in these stores. However, pretty much all of them are product lines, and I really think in terms of product lines, not individual products. So for example, out of the 33 products that I posted this quarter, it was only 5 product lines. I was trying to do a product line each week. I didn't get that every week, obviously, but I did really well for a little bit, so I'm gonna have to get back on that. So let's talk a bit about how much money I have made in each of the stores for this quarter. So I'll go through each store and how much it's made this quarter, and then how much it has made total for the year so far, so the first 6 months of the year. So first of all is TES. TES is primarily a, okay, this has been weird. TES is primarily a UK-based website. However, when you look at your transactions, you can toggle between US and UK, and all of my transactions have come from the US, which I think is really odd, especially because since I teach music, I've been using the British rhythm names instead of the American rhythm names. So like in here, we call it a quarter note, and in the UK, they call it a crotchet. And so in all my titles and stuff, I've been using the UK versions, and then usually my description, I'll put both. But that was just a weird little thing that I noticed. On TES, I made a whopping $1.60 this quarter. That was in the month of June. I sold one thing in the month of June, and that was it. There we are. TES also has a different payout structure than the other ones, and so it has like tiers. So when you're at like the lowest tier right now, I think they're taking like, they're taking a large percentage. I'm gonna say that. I explain it more in a different video, but they're taking a really large percentage of my sales. So that contributes to that. Like $1.60, I would not make that on TBT because they don't take as much because you pay upfront membership. It's all a trade-off, but. Anyway, a whole $1.60. Made by teachers, I made absolutely nothing, which was ironic because that was one of the stores that I did make sales in the first quarter, but not in the second quarter, which again, second quarter is also like beginning of summer, so bear that in mind. Classful, I didn't make anything in the first quarter, but in Classful, I did make some money. So in May, I made $16.62, and I was so pumped. That's when I made that video talking about how you have to stick with things, because I was so excited that somebody purchased, they purchased like three things at a time. So it was like, you made this much money. And I was like, yes, I was so pumped. I made like $300 in TPT that day, but I was so excited for my, you know, $13 or $16 or whatever. And then in June, I made $3.32 on Classful. So I made 2 months in a row, doing pretty well. On Etsy, I made $3 in April, so I must have sold one thing. I didn't make anything in May, and then in June, I made $20, which I think is pretty good, so I'm excited about that. And yeah, so that is our quarter two situation. As far as like full totals of how much everything has made so far this year, TES this year has made me $4.23. Yay. Made by Teachers has made $6.80. That was all from quarter one. And then Classful has made $19.94. And Etsy is the reigning champion so far with $52.50. Now I do want to caveat this with, do remember that I teach music. And because I teach music, what works for me is going to be very different from what works for other people. I'm specifically thinking about Etsy because on Etsy, I would imagine, and I believe there are a lot of like piano teachers and, you know, like homeschooled moms teaching music and like things like that, that maybe people are not on other things. So maybe there's less music teachers on Made by Teachers, but there's more music teachers on Etsy. I don't know, but just FYI, things are different. Etsy is currently the reigning champ, and so far this year on all four of those platforms, I have made $83.47. So that's not super exciting. I am in the back of my mind like, okay, well, it's stuff I already made, things I was already doing. So that's just like an extra $83. But I'm gonna be fully honest, if it doesn't get better, I'm not gonna keep doing that because it's a lot of work to post that many products. Not even that many products. It's a lot of work to post your product onto 5 different platforms. You wouldn't think it would be that big of a deal, but it really does take quite a bit of time. Even though I'm using the same photos and the same thumbnails and the same, you know, pretty much everything is the same. I've changed the description a little bit and the title a little bit, but most of it is the same. It still takes forever to post things onto all the different websites. And that's part of the reason why in June I told you I didn't do anything. And a large part of that is because every time I think about it, I'm like, oh, that's so much work. So we'll see if I keep it up, but I do want to really stick with it to the end of the year. So I'm hoping I can get maybe 2 product lines up each month from now until the end of the year, I think is like a good amount. It's not too crazy, but it's enough that you can, you know, see if it's working or not. I also am assuming that these are going to be a little bit like TBT. And what I mean by that is TBT was very much like once it got going, it got a lot better. So at the very beginning, I was making, you know, like $7 and $9. And then once the ball started rolling, it got better and better and better. So I'm hoping that's the same thing with these, and that as time goes on, they do end up getting better and better and better. I noticed that as well with Etsy, because I do sell my Bible resources on Etsy. And that's something I noticed was once I hit like 6 months, that they really started picking up, and then after like a year they really started picking up, and now they sell pretty much the same on TBT and on Etsy, which is really interesting. It's like almost always the exact same amount. So I'm curious to see what continues to happen, especially with the back to school season. One problem I have been having with posting these products is the whole like seasonal versus evergreen debacle, because I love seasonal products, and seasonal products have a deadline. You know, it's like if I'm going to post my back to school resources, I need to do it before back to school. And so they can seem more urgent to me, but in the long run, it would be great to have more evergreen products, because that's the thing I've noticed, that I haven't been putting as many evergreen products onto these websites. And then it's like, okay, well, I have 113 products, but how many of them are relevant right this second? You know, that kind of thing. So maybe I'll try like one seasonal and one evergreen product line each month. Does that sound like a good plan? I don't know. Because again, I'm like, I want to post these back to school resources so that those are available. But if I post the back to school resources, then I'm not posting evergreen things, and they're only gonna be, yeah. So it's a whole thing. Yeah, so that's a whole big thing that you and I both need to bear in mind. I am using Boom Learning. I don't think I included this in the last one. I have been on Boom Cards for a few years now, so it's not new. I didn't touch it for a while, so I have like kind of rebooted myself on it this year, and I did make $13.18 on Boom Cards this quarter. And that brings me to a total of $105.85 for Boom for this quarter, which is, yes, more than all of the others combined. And that again is just a good way to think about, you know, it really does make a difference when you have that time to build traction on a platform. Because again, I've been on Boom Cards for longer, and even though I'm taking it more seriously this year, I have been there for a few years, which means that I do have a little bit of a legacy, a little bit of things that, you know, have a little more traction than all these things that I just started 6 months ago. Because, you know, in reality, 6 months is not that much time. I know on the internet it feels like a long time, but it's really not that much time. So I'm curious to see what the next 6 months take for me, and that's, you know, pretty much all I've got for you on this little update. I'm going to talk to my doggy that's right here, if you're wondering why I keep looking down. And so y'all have a great day.